A damning report from the UN on Venezuela's security forces came out today. Allegations of thousands of extrajudicial killings by security forces loyal to President Nicolas Maduro. The goal, suppress opposition to the government. The report drew on evidence collected by the UN's human rights chief, Michelle Bachelet, on a visit to Venezuela last month. Bachelet said today the rule of law there had been deeply eroded.
Our report notes attacks against actual or perceived political opponents and human rights defenders, ranging from threats and smear campaigns to arbitrary detention, torture and ill treatment, sexual violence, killings and enforced disappearance. Excessive and lethal force has repeatedly been used against protesters. My office has also documented excessive use of force in the context of security operations by the Special Action Forces, with multiple killings mainly of young men.
More than 5,000 young men dead in alleged confrontations with officers last year alone, according to the report. Venezuela's Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister William Castillo dismissed the UN report. He said it relied on selective and biased information.
Venezuela está segura de que usted sabe que el informe no refleja la realidad de lo que vio en nuestro país.
Castillo said Venezuela is sure that Bachelet knows the report does not reflect the reality in the country. The fact is, though, nearly 4 million people have fled Venezuela. Most have taken refuge just across the border in countries like Colombia. But some Venezuelans have gone much farther from home, as Rebecca Collard reports from Lebanon.
In central Beirut, just off the main road, is Tucano, a South American restaurant. Inside, Faraz Yordi is flattening cornmeal dough to make traditional Venezuelan arepes.
Pero nunca llegué a pensar vivir aquí en el Líbano.
Yordi never thought he would end up in Lebanon. His Lebanese father immigrated to Venezuela 50 years ago.
Época muy difícil de su vida.
My father came from a very humble background, and it was tough times in Lebanon back then. There were always threat of war and violence happening.
For Yordi's father, the choice of Venezuela wasn't all that surprising. The first Lebanese immigrated there in the 1860s from what was then the Ottoman Empire. Then in 1915, Lebanon experienced a famine. Tens of thousands fled, many to South America. And in the 60s and 70s, there was a third wave of Lebanese immigration. In fact, now there are more people of Lebanese descent living outside Lebanon than in it.
Y bueno, decidió migrar.
By the time Yordi's father arrived, Venezuela already had a thriving Lebanese community.
An older house.
Yordi shows me pictures on his phone of their life in Venezuela before the crisis. Photos of them scuba diving, family vacations and weddings. Their two-story home with a pool. His family owned several car repair shops and a factory that made beds and mattresses.
Siempre estuvimos en el comercio, pues, y
business was very well and life was very well for many, many years, and then it started deteriorating.
And even when Venezuela's economy collapsed, Yordi stayed. Then 2 years ago, two men on a motorcycle tried to snatch his four-year-old son from in front of the family's factory. He tears up when he talks about his decision to leave. A year ago, he arrived in Lebanon, a place he'd only heard about in stories from his parents. His wife and child were already here.
Recibido muy bien. Muchas veces se ríen de mi forma de hablar.
People have treated me very well. Sometimes they make fun of how I speak, my broken Arabic and my accent, but it's in a joking manner. And they tell
you already had extended family in Lebanon to welcome him, though he says it's still been tough.
The most difficult thing was starting anew, starting from zero, throwing all the progress that my business had made there and just basically tossing it to the trash and coming to a new country and starting from scratch.
Yordi opened Tucano with another immigrant, a man from Brazil whose parents are also from Lebanon. The small shop serves arepes and empanadas, but also tacos and burritos. Lebanon is already hosting about 1 million refugees from neighboring Syria. They're prohibited from working and they're under increasing pressure to go home. But Yordi's situation is different. He's just received his Lebanese ID, which is basically his citizenship papers. It's not clear how many Venezuelans of Lebanese descent have moved here, But Yordi says there are hundreds that have come by his restaurant for a taste of home.
A lot of my clientele here at the restaurant are people who were born in Venezuela and moved to Lebanon. But
Yordi's parents stayed in Venezuela. He says they're too old to uproot their lives again. Yordi's father used to send money back home to his struggling family during Lebanon's civil war. Now Yordi says that's reversed, and he's sending money to his parents in Venezuela.
My mother suffered a stroke, and now she's at home recovering. It's very difficult for her. Also, my father needs three types of insulin because he's diabetic that are hard to find in Venezuela. So we try sometimes to send them the medicine that they need from here or from the States.
Yordi's not sure if he and his family will ever move back to Venezuela. He says everything is just so uncertain. But he knows in some ways he's lucky. Most refugees don't have another country that welcomes them home. For the World, Rebecca Collard, Beirut.